Back at it for Q&A. I love doing these podcasts where you send me in questions, you give me the Q's, and I try to give you the A's. This week, I got a really awesome question for someone in Texas that is working for a chiropractor, understands that the chiropractor is actually making things worse. The clients are requesting to see just the soft tissue work instead of the chiropractor. The chiropractor is starting to get pissed off, being angry, and this person really wants to be able to go out on their own, start their own business, start their own practice, but they're filled with a lot of self-limiting beliefs, some doubts, and some fears about opening up a business in this economy and everything that's going on. So in this episode, I really break down why this is the best time for you to go out on your own, why soft tissue treatments are superior to chiropractic treatments, and give you some action steps and try to light a fire under your ass to get out there and get the life and business you deserve. I hope you enjoy the show. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Soft Tissue Revolution podcast, where we teach massage therapists a new treatment system that focuses on working smarter, not harder, allowing them to easily double their income all while working 50% less. Dr. Matt Maggio here. Thank you so much for stopping by and listening to the podcast. I missed last week's episode, got busy with life. Unlike a lot of the self-proclaimed gurus and coaches and trainers out there, I still work in a regular practice each week. So I'm out there in the real stuff, getting real results, real world stuff. So sometimes things get real busy and I don't always have time for the podcast, but I want to get this one out because Q&A is really my favorite segment and our most popular one to date. So let's jump into it. Where did I get this question from? I got it from a massage therapist in Texas. I'm going to read the question. It's kind of long, but it really puts some context into everything. I've been working for a chiropractor for going on 3 years now, and it's been great to be able to get clients without having to worry about marketing, allowing me to just focus on the treatment part, which I love. Over the past year or so, the doctor has been completely checked out and just going through the motions, and the clients can really tell. Most of them tell me that they really just come in to see me and the adjustment actually makes them feel worse. Lately, the doctor has been colder to me as clients have requested to skip the adjustment and only get the soft tissue work. I am worried that the doctor will continue to get mad and eventually get rid of me, and the thought of going out on my own in this economy scares the hell out of me. I know I have good enough skills to be on my own, but really afraid of all that goes into starting up a business and dealing with all those hassles. I'm not sure how much I can take being where I am right now, but also need some guidance and encouragement to take the leap to be on my own because I see the writings on the wall and it's time to move on. What do you think I should do to make sure I am in the best position possible? Great question. A lot of good information there. I'm amazed at how many massage therapists actually work inside of chiropractic offices, and they think that it's a very symbiotic relationship, like they go hand in hand with each other, but they really don't. You really don't need to do the adjustment. I've talked about this a lot. I went to school, spent $150,000 on a chiropractic degree. I graduated in 2011, now 2022, 11 years, and I have never done an adjustment in practice because it doesn't do anything. It's counterproductive, and a lot of things, it makes things worse. The key to fixing the problem is actually addressing the soft tissue. That's why I got into soft tissue treatment. That's why I train in soft tissue treatment and why I only work with the soft tissue. Chiropractic, in all honesty, I think is nonsense, and the whole idea of the subluxation complex and all the rah-rah that goes with that just doesn't meet it for me. It isn't a treatment because it's not actually fixing any problem. So if I haven't made it clear enough, I am very anti-chiropractic as a treatment. The profession does not like me, but that's okay because I don't like them either. And what I do is better, and what you're doing is better in the soft tissue realm, and that's what the clients need. And that's exactly what you're seeing with your other patients that come into the office. They know the soft tissue work is better, but they don't want to get adjusted because they don't need to be get adjusted, because if you fix the tissue, you don't need to put the bone back in place. It goes back itself. The bone is the brick that goes out. The soft tissue is the mortar. Instead of continuing to put the brick back in place, why not just fix the mortar and the brick doesn't go out of place? Simple concept, but a lot of people don't want to hear that. So another thing you need to understand, I've made podcasts a lot about this a lot before, like don't be subservient to other professions, especially someone that might have went to school longer than you. Just because someone went to school longer than you and they have a doctor in front of their name does not mean that they inherently have more knowledge. They just were willing to part ways with more time and money to get that degree. I mean, pretty much 90% of what I learned in the chiropractic profession, I don't use at all. All I really use is anatomy and physiology, which is there. So don't let someone make you feel inferior because you don't have a doctor, especially if they just have nonsense treatment that doesn't work. So why don't chiros do a lot of soft tissue work? Because it's hard, takes time to learn. They don't really get reimbursed from it directly from the insurance company, so they don't really care. They might go and take a seminar here or there. A lot of the chiros like to take like ART or Graston. They'll take like one seminar a year, and then they think all of a sudden they're a fucking expert at what they do. Doesn't really do it. The problem with soft tissue work, as you know, is a skill. It takes investment to get better. It takes time. It takes patience. It takes dedication. And most people are allergic to that. And so many chiros are just stuck in the insurance-based model where soft tissue treatment really isn't paid for, and they don't want to do anything that they're not paid for, even though it might be better for the client. That's why chiros don't do a lot of soft tissue work. And another thing, don't pick a fight with them. It's not worth it. I've always been like the person who wants to argue with people online and set them straight and let them know that they're wrong. It doesn't get you anywhere. These people have a lot of biases that are built in. And there's no arguing with that. They're just going to tell you that they're smarter because they're a doctor, and you're going to be wasting your time arguing with these people because it's not going to solve anything. And like I said, this is not a symbiotic relationship. It's not like, oh, well, we work great together. I set them up with the soft tissue that does the adjustment. Like, they don't need to do the adjustment. The adjustment doesn't do anything. So why even bother with it? Just because it feels better does not mean that it is fixing anything. So the fear of starting on your own. I get it. It is scary out there. It's a scary world out there. Freaking gas prices are like approaching $5 a gallon. Who knows what the hell's going on with the economy? There's lots of uncertainty out there. And the thought of like starting a business during this time is absolutely fearful. And a lot of times people get a lot of anxiety about things, but I always say the only thing that beats anxiety is action. So taking action. So the fear part of it. So you've already been validated by your own clients that the soft tissue treatment is superior. Yeah. So now you got that conviction. You got that confirmation that, hey, they'd much rather do this than go to the chiropractor. So you got a good product. You got a good treatment. Number two, there is a big opportunity for solutions-based treatments out there. Because I said before, the conservative care model is complete nonsense and complete bullshit. Chiropractic doesn't do much of anything. Traditional physical therapy doesn't do anything because they never put their hands on them. Acupuncture, nope. None of that stuff really works. And people aren't getting good quality soft tissue treatment in the beginning part. So they're having to resort to bigger problems down the road, like pain pills, injections, and surgeries. I continue to say that the way we're going to solve the pain pill epidemic is getting people better quality conservative care treatment up front. And that needs to be done by quality hands-on soft tissue practitioners, because the soft tissue work is the key to fixing, solving, slowing down, and giving the injury a chance so it doesn't end up in the nightmare that is the orthopedic model. I always say too, this speaks to your anxiety and worries. If it was easy to get your own business, to get a bunch of clients and do that, then everyone would be doing it. But in all honesty, on the other side of something truly uncomfortable is something truly amazing. And you have to think to yourself, is the pain of what you're experiencing now worse than the pain to go through of starting your own thing and getting out on your own and calling your own shots and doing your own things and not having to deal with the ego-ridden chiropractor that's telling you that you are inferior, that they are better because they got a degree and a doctorate? Last part, being a true owner and having ownership truly sets you free. And the best part about owning your own business is everything you put into it, you get back. When you work for somebody else, they take a cut off the top. They tell you what to do. They tell you when to show up. They basically own you. And I don't want to be owned. And I know you don't want to be owned either. We want to be able to call our own shots, run the business and life that we want, and get true freedom, because that's what business is about, is getting you the freedom and just the authority to run things how you want to do. So what are the action steps? Number one, change your limiting beliefs. I make podcasts about this all the time about why your limiting beliefs are holding you back. Nobody really wants to hear those because it hits them internally. They don't understand that they have mindset. They have limiting beliefs. They have weak things they put in their head, but it is limiting beliefs. You've already been validated by the clients in this chiropractic practice that what you do is better than chiropractic. And that chiropractor went to school for a lot of years and paid a lot of money to not even fix people. You have something really great and understand that it can help people. Number two, don't engage with the docs. I told you that again, but I'm going to reiterate that again. Do not engage with these people. There's two types of biases in humans. Confirmation bias, basically, I'm going to find the data that works for me the best to fit my mold. And the next one is conviction bias. I don't care what you show me. I'm going to be good in where I am. So arguing with this person about what they're doing and that yours is actually superior will not get you anywhere. Just focus on yourself in delivering quality soft tissue treatment to people and getting results. One thing I would say though is learn from the chiropractic model, the business model of what actually works. And the big thing there is just those quicker treatment times. You know, I don't really have a lot of respect for the treatment aspect of chiropractic, but I learned a lot like, hey, you can get a lot done in 10 or 15 or 20 minutes and understand that you're selling not your time, but you're selling the results. You can learn. They are good at business. They just don't have a good product. So they're continuing to have to recycle clients over and over again to get more people in because the product is shit. Your product's good. But what you have to realize is you have to do it in a more efficient, more effective way where you're not selling your time for money, you're selling the results. Hey, and the best part is if you learn my system, you get the free training, come learn with me, come coach with me, come train with me. You're going to learn all that and you're going to learn how to be more effective because basically what I did was I took the chiropractic model and I made it efficient, profitable, effective for a soft tissue based practice, specifically those with massage therapists. Next one is just get out there and rent a room. You know, maybe stay where you're at for the short term, but rent a room, start seeing some clients on your own, keep your overhead and your costs low. You can find places for pretty cheap. You rent something for 2 days a week and really just start to build up your business and your clientele there and get to the point where you build it up and it's in a good place. And then you can walk away without stress. Don't just quit overnight, slowly do it, slowly go. And then you can finally tell this chiro to go fuck himself or herself, whoever they are. And get you in a much better place. And lastly, just stop worrying so much and take some fucking action. Like I said, action always beats anxiety across the board. So that's all I got for the podcast. I appreciate the question you sent in. If you have any questions you do want me to cover, all the information is in there in the show notes. You can send me an email. Can give you some guidance and some perspectives on what's going on. Go grab our free training. CEU courses are starting up here in June in my clinic in Iowa. Free training, I think I already said that. Share the show, all that kind of stuff. And really just stop taking shit from other people and understand there is so much freedom and so much better things on the other side of something uncomfortable, and do not put yourself in a miserable situation each day by getting belittled by someone that thinks they're better than you just because they went to school and got a doctorate. At the end of the day, results rule, period. Appreciate you guys, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye. Thanks so much for listening. If you want help on the path to being able to double your income, all while working 50% less and being taken seriously as a healthcare provider, I have some great resources for you. Number one, get access to our free training modules and introduction to my system, the Peak Method. Number two, subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Soft Tissue Revolution. Links to all of this can be found in the show notes. Lastly, if you like the show, please leave us a 5-star review and share it with others that you know it could help.